Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As a former Husker and NFL player, I am indeed a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery, they do indeed start at home. All right. That's why you should team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water, heater, and appliances. All right. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure that you add a Culligan Reverse Osmosis. Ladies and gentlemen, it is like bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste, and is certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at ColliganHuskers.com. That's ColliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love. Go Big Red. All right, Jake, you got a bit of an update on the Sharon Moore situation.
Yeah, Sharon Moore, we now know the charges here. He was charged Friday or today with three crimes, including home invasion and stalking a person he dated. The other one was breaking and entering. So felony third-degree home invasion, and then the two misdemeanors, stalking in a domestic relationship and breaking and entering.
All right, so we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I don't have a whole lot more to add. We're just getting more and more details. Basically, confirmation of what was already speculated before. You got anything you want to add on to what we said yesterday?
Not necessarily. Again, you know, hopefully everybody comes out the better of this, and or at least learns from it, right? And so, I mean, this details and all that that's going to be coming out is for some, for me. I mean, I got enough information as long as I don't need to know a whole lot more, right? As long as it doesn't get too crazy.
Yeah, crazy, not great. Surprising, yet not surprising in today's day and age, unfortunate situation. The last segment today, we will chat about Nebraska basketball, women's basketball, Nebraska volleyball taking on Kansas tonight, a team they dominated last spring. What if we played a spring game versus another team in football, and then we played them that following season, like in a college football playoff game? How much stock would you put in the result of the previous spring game versus them?
Probably not a whole lot. Depending on how the spring game looks, obviously, that, you know, or starters playing throughout the game, that sort of stuff. But Kansas also has never beat Nebraska volleyball, and they were conference members for quite some time. So
yep.
I'd put some stock into that.
I would put a whole lot of stock into that. Okay. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, a pretty cool thing. Walk on still getting some love and recognition. You got that clip ready I sent you yesterday?
Yeah, just a second here.
Well, we'll run it in the last second.
Okay.
So what's up next? I want to get your thoughts on how this affects Phil Simpson, because we're bringing in Teasley. We're bringing in Manning. We've got Simpson. We've got other guys who are good recruiters. But if I was to be like, hey, the top three recruiters on staff, did I just mention them? Like all three of them potentially? So for me, how do you think this affects Phil Simpson? Because he coaches the outside linebackers. We just brought in an edge coach in Manning and a great recruiter. How do you think this affects Phil Simpson?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it might be some kind of shifting of responsibilities. Might be a change. I mean, we don't necessarily know. Again, still kind of waiting to see what Roy Manning and Lonnie, you know, Teasley are, what their roles will be within this. So again, Nebraska just today getting around to officially announcing Rob Arch and Jeep Wade. So I think we can probably assume it'll take a few days to kind of get the official word out there. But you know, it's. I guess I wouldn't be surprised one way or the other, right? I mean, Phil Simpson, like you said, I mean, he has a good recruiting history to him. So, you know, I don't think you want to lose that. So you might want to find a role there. I know some other guys, they're probably looking for maybe a little bit of a change of a role. So they might do a little bit of shuffling a little bit. But then the other part of it is too, you just kind of go back to the play on the field where the outside linebacker is fantastic this year. Were they great? Did they improve? All that sort of stuff. And, you know, They we're on a top 25 defense, so it just depends on how you want to kind of look at it in total defense anyway. But I wouldn't be surprised in any way. I mean, it's almost impossible to tell which way they're going to go. Though I do think, like you mentioned, his value as a recruiter probably means that you weren't going to want to keep him one way or the other.
He's got great ties to Florida. Rule has ties to Texas. There's two of the top three right there as far as recruiting. Top three states you want to recruit heavily, obviously. I would have said Nebraska, but things have changed over time, and I get that. I mean, you know, in fairness to Rule, you got kids who didn't grow up watching Nebraska win a lot of games. So it's a little bit different to them. The loyalty probably isn't quite as high as you and I would like to think that it would be, or even close to what it once was. I do think that we could recruit just a little bit more, but in the state of Nebraska, but those are my thoughts. All right. I will say this about the edge, coaching the edge players. How many times did you hear the running back got the edge on us? They got outside of us. We lost contain. They're attacking our edge. They're just, I don't know, I about said destroying our edge, but it felt like they destroyed our edge at times.
Yeah.
You can go all the way down to flag football. You can go down to youth football, tackle football, flag football. Every kid knows if I get outside, that's where the big plays happen. You lose contain. You lose control of the edge. You're done. Now, it's funny because you coach kids, they go outside, outside, outside. Well, eventually, you play, you know, some better teams. You actually got to run the ball downhill. And teaching the kid to run downhill in between the tackles can be a little bit of a challenge. As we were leaving here yesterday, I actually got a Cooper Turner. He lives in a different state, so nobody's going to know who that is. You might. I'm telling you right now, you might. He's going to be recruited in about 2 years. He's a sophomore. He'll be signing somewhere in 2 years. He texted me as we were walking out the door yesterday. I said, I love hearing from kids that I don't know if I'll ever see them again because they're in another state, but I coached Cooper from fourth grade through eighth grade. He was the epitome of the small, fast kid. Big plays all day, all night, every day outside. Well, as we started to play better teams and tackle football, I'm like, Cooper, you gotta hit that B gap. You gotta hit downhill. So in fourth grade, he would refuse to run inside. I'd literally call drive left B, which is not rocket science, drive blocking left B gap. Okay, they're fourth grade. He would literally get the ball, run straight outside. I'm like, Cooper, you're killing me, man. So fifth grade, he tried to do it, and he's pretty much spent the whole year crying. At one point, I'm like, am I a terrible human being for making this kid do this? Sixth through eighth grade, he was a monster. Not a big kid. Nobody wanted to tackle him. He would run.
Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People over, and we merged with another team to try to go play in nationals and went down to Florida and all that. That other team had supreme athletes, and nobody wanted to touch Cooper because he would run them over, and then he could break away. So he texted me yesterday. He's like, hey, coach, just had my sophomore year, just finished the season. You know, I was all conference, offense, defense. Hey, just wants to keep in touch. Tell me how he's doing. Thanks for everything. But it's interesting because even a young kid knows if I can get outside, that's where the big plays are. You think it's any different in college or the NFL? So the edge. Also, we have to be able to get after the quarterback without blitzing all the time. That comes from your edge rushers. You've got to be able to have guys up the middle who can collapse the pocket, create pressure as well. But most of your sacks or lack thereof are going to come from your guys on the edge. It's an incredibly important position. And nobody would know that more than Rob Orich, who coached the edges at San Diego State 2 years ago before he became their defensive coordinator last year. So this is an exciting hire for multiple reasons, and frankly, it needs to work out, and I'm very optimistic that it will. All right, Elijah Robinson. It seems, now wait 5 minutes, and this could change, probably will. It seems like LSU is no longer in as much contention because there is word on the street they are now talking to other defensive line coaches. Again, this could change in 5 minutes. Also, Florida and A&M are now in the conversation for Elijah Robinson services, along with Penn State and Nebraska. And I didn't even update it since last night. This was as of last night. So there may be 10 more schools involved, or maybe it's down to two, or maybe that he knows where he's going. It's just not announced. Everything changes so fast. I do not try to keep up with it. I'm not your breaking news guy. I am your reacting to what happens guy. So this is not me trying to break news or be ahead of the curve. That is just, that world is too crazy, and more power to those guys who do that. So, for me, when you come to Elijah Robinson, there's an argument to be made. He's maybe the number one defensive line coach in America that's being sought after at the moment. Is that a crazy statement, or is that a relatively fair statement to make?
I think that's fair considering the teams that are at play.
Okay. So if we don't get him, do we burn it all down, and is the world over and the sky falling Chicken Little? What's your reaction if we don't get him?
Yeah, sky's falling. Just burn it down.
Burn it down. Okay. You weren't supposed to say that. But okay.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Again, we don't rehearse these things beforehand. So it's kind of like, you know, Vince Karras. Everyone was all in on Vince Karras, except for those who are like, you coached at Toledo? No, that's all they needed to hear. Toledo. Actually, he's a pretty good candidate. Kind of like Rob Orange. And again, if you look at the top 10 statistical defenses across the country this year, it was like Ohio State, Indiana, all these teams. And then there was two random defenses. It was Toledo and San Diego State in a lot of these categories. So a lot of similarities there. Young coaches, energetic, bright future. Doesn't guarantee anything, to be clear. Like when I look at Jeep Wade, does it guarantee we're going to have success as an offensive line next year? No. Do I definitely feel better as far as coaching of the offensive line next year? Yeah, I do. And we'll see what happens with the defensive line coach. When it comes to defensive coordinator, are we guaranteed to be better next year? No, we're not. Do I feel like it's a better fit? Yes, I do. I'm just going to be honest. Butler's resume is longer. He's coached longer. You could argue his resume is better. And I know, I think Matt Rhule tends to use the word fit a lot. So it's kind of like, it's overused. But just because it's overused elsewhere doesn't mean I can't use it. My point is, I don't know that Rob Orange is, I don't know what he's going to be as far as a successful coach or not. What I can definitively say as far as how I feel like he's a better fit. I don't even think it's close than John Butler as far as Nebraska. Does that make sense, fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So if we don't get Elijah Robbins, if we get him, we're going to throw a parade, declare ourselves offseason national champions for the 12th straight year. But if we don't get him, again, I took a lot of pre-workouts, so bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Nebraska, Michigan's defensive line coach is a name that's going to pop up. And I said it's almost obvious earlier just because they are burning it down at Michigan, or it seems to be what's happening. But his name is Lou Esposito. So he's a guy, if we don't get Elijah Robinson, who may be looking for a job or maybe looking to get out of the place that seems to be on fire at the moment. Although I have a feeling that Michigan has an idea of who they want. And I have a feeling maybe that guy is still coaching, and it depends on how many games they keep winning. You picking up what I'm putting down when I say that?
No, sorry. I was looking at Lou Esposito. Say it again.
Well, no. Well, let the fans know about Lou Esposito. Basically, I'm saying, this has been on Michigan's radar for a long time. I don't think they're Penn Stating this, like, we're going to fire him, and now we're starting from scratch with our coaching. No, they have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong. I know they have some sort of a plan, but kind of something tells me their guy is coaching, and he may be coaching more than one more game if his team keeps winning, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Now, does that guarantee anything? No. But as far as I'm concerned, he's a guy that would be a great hire if Elijah Robinson doesn't work out. My point is there's more than one good hire out there. I think Elijah Robinson is the most sought-after guy for a reason. But we'll see what happens. There's more than one good hire out there. And again, if we get Elijah Robinson, we're going to throw an off-season national championship 12 years in a row parade. We're going to do it right here during the show. Sound good, Jake?
Yeah. I'll do it.
You agree too quick. Tell the folks about Lou Esposito. Then we're going to head to break, and then we'll chat a lot more when we come back. But what do you got about Coach Esposito? And again, there could be other names out there. It's been so focused on Robinson. I was like, I just want to come up with another option. You know, and there hasn't been a lot of other names thrown out there, and I actually seem like this one kind of makes sense. But what about him specifically, knowing there's other options if a Robinson doesn't work out? But what do they need to know about Coach Esposito?
Oh, well, I mean, he'd be another guy that would come in with defensive coordinator experience at the very least. He's actually got some head coaching experience as well at Davenport and St. Joseph's. But a defensive coordinator at Western Michigan from 2017 to 2023 was impressive enough there to land the defensive line coach for Michigan in 2024. So he's been the D-line coach at Michigan each of the last couple of years, as we know. That's a pretty good school for the trenches. So they must have seen something in him. Michigan's been pretty good at that and has been battling, up there. So I think that's a good name to kind of throw out.
So we'll see what happens as far as his defensive line coach search unfolds. I'm kind of just waiting for you to at some point say, hey, we know who it is. Like, I literally, that's how my life is right now, which is why I don't like being the breaking news guy. I can't live like that all the time. Not me personally. But my point is, yeah, Robinson would be phenomenal. Phenomenally phenomenal. But there's more than one good option. Esposito, defensive coordinator in FBS for 7 years. And Michigan's defensive line coach for the past couple years. By the way, what is Michigan known for? Offense, defensive line, trenches, being physical. Am I not right?
That's correct.
We'll see what happens. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcoming home.